everyone, and welcome back to Radio Mariam Armenia. My name is Chris Croson, and yet again, I'll be your host. I'm a birthright Armenian volunteer in Armenia's second largest city, Gyumri, and I'm currently working on a project with Radio Mariam in which I am conducting interviews with my fellow birthrighters. In these interviews, I hope to get our listeners acquainted with the Gyumri volunteers, see what they're doing here in Armenia, and see what kind of insights they can offer us into life in Armenia today. We are joined by yet another very special guest, Katrina Popovyan. Katrina, welcome to the show, and a huge thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm very excited.
To begin with, our listeners need to get to know you a little bit, so please just tell us a little bit of general information. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? Back home, do you study? Do you work? The floor is yours.
Well, I was born in Los Angeles in Glendale, California, but I wasn't raised in Glendale. I was raised in the San Fernando Valley, and I've lived there my entire life. I just recently, in June, graduated from the University of California, Los Angeles with a degree in economics. And now I'm here.
So as soon as you had the chance, you've come to Armenia, basically.
Exactly.
And I like how you emphasize the fact that, yes, you were born in Glendale, but no, you were not raised there.
That's very important to me, actually.
Why?
Explain. Everyone asks if I was raised in Glendale the minute they hear that I'm from Los Angeles. And I want people to know that, no, there are Armenians living outside of Glendale, too. That's very important to me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've already brought up the subject of Armenia. So let's talk about your Armenian connection. What's the general backstory to your Armenian heritage?
So both of my parents are Armenians from Iran. I did not go to Armenian school when I was a child, but I did go to Saturday school. So I went to Saturday school for 2 years when I was around 8 or 9 years old to improve my language skills. And in college, I took a year of elementary level Armenian classes. So that's that, and speaking Armenian at home is basically where all of my Armenian language skills come from. Most of my reading and writing fluency comes from my college classes. Other than that, my parents did have Armenian friends whose kids we would spend time with, so that definitely helped kind of solidify the cultural identity. And, you know, celebrating cultural holidays growing up, Armenian Christmas, Easter, things like that all kind of shaped my identity.
So, all right, so Armenian culture, Armenian life played quite a big role in your life back home, would you say?
I would say so. Definitely shaped my values, or at least the values that my parents tried to imbue.
Could you talk about those values? What are those values?
The importance of family, that's a big thing. Armenians really do value family and community, and even when we might not necessarily have a big one. I think part of the reason that my parents have such strong family values, it's because they're Armenians, but specifically diasporan Armenians, because they worry, always worried about losing the culture if they didn't maintain familial ties. So that and helping each other is one of the biggest things that we have as Armenian people. Yeah, I think the community-oriented assistance is a big thing.
Yeah, definitely. When it comes to your own kind of self-identification, do you see yourself as just an Armenian or an Armenian-American or, I don't know, some sort of different way you think about yourself when it comes to this question?
I am definitely Armenian-American, but that identity has changed over the years. I think initially, for a very long time in childhood and young adulthood, I was very reluctant to ever call myself Armenian-American. I would only identify as Armenian, or I would even say, you know, Persian-Armenian like my parents, even though I'm not Persian-Armenian because I'm not from Iran. But I think that there was a certain reluctance to acknowledge the American part of my identity for fear of losing the Armenian part or diluting it,
right,
making it invalid. But that's not true at all. I think coming to Armenia has made me realize just how American I am.
Yeah.
And certainly going to university as well in the United States, I am just as American as I am Armenian, and it shapes my identity every single day of my life. So I think they're both equally important.
Yeah, that's really interesting you said that, because a few people have said that once I've come to Armenia, I realized how American, how wherever they're from, how much that plays a role in their identity as well. So it's really interesting that you said that as well. Let's move on to your experience with Birthright so far. So Katrina, could you please tell us why you decided to take part in the Birthright Armenia program?
The initial appeal of Birthright, the way that it was marketed to me at least, was always, you know, immersing yourself in the Armenian culture, getting to know how Armenians in Armenia live on a day-to-day basis. Obviously, if I were uncomfortable with the idea of that, I would never have come.
Right.
But I also think that a bigger influencing factor was just the fact that I felt kind of lost after university. Mm-hmm. And I felt comfortable enough in my Armenian identity to see Armenia as kind of a refuge and a place that I could discover myself. So that's pretty much the main reason. And I honestly was not expecting my cultural identity to evolve as much as it has here. I wasn't expecting my language to improve as much as it has, my appreciation for the culture, for the people. I think coming from the United States as an Armenian American from Los Angeles, I really took my Armenian identity for granted at times because there's just Armenians everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's gonna be like LA part two. I'm not gonna learn anything new. And that's not the case at all.
So how long have you been here now?
I have been here almost 2 months. Mm-hmm. That's why I was actually kind of surprised when you asked me for an interview, because I have not been here as long as some of the other volunteers did these interviews.
You know, we like to have different perspectives on the show. Mm-hmm. Keeps things interesting. So it's interesting hearing people looking back on their experience, but it's also interesting to see what people who still have a lot of time left. You've even said yourself that in this short period of time, you've seen your identity evolve a lot. You've seen your language skills improve so much. So can you talk about so far your general kind of impressions of the experience? What have been the highlights? What have been the lowlights?
The highlights, I know everyone says this, but the people. Right. I mean, the people are just absolutely incredible. And I'm, you know, I don't like putting anyone on a pedestal, but the amount of community-oriented support that I've seen here, the kindness, the acceptance, coming from LA, it was very surprising. And not just because, you know, LA can be kind of a superficial place at times, but I think the Armenian community there is, it can be very exclusive at times. You know, there are in-groups and there are times where certain Armenians from certain places don't appreciate other Armenians from other places. And I was expecting that here too, and I haven't found that at all. I mean, I've yet to find a single person to speak negatively about the fact that my family's from Iran, which I hear a lot in LA. Mm. Just the general, the acceptance, the love, the cultural pride. The cultural pride while maintaining a critical view of how we can develop as Armenians. Because I think in the United States, there's kind of this blind, you know, if you don't support everything that Armenians in Armenia does, you're not a real Armenian. Mm. And that's not the case at all. And you come here and you see that every single day. You know, Armenians who are proud of their cultural identity, but also know that we can take steps to be better as a nation.
Yeah, that's also really interesting. You know, the idea of emigre populations, they're usually more kind of nationalistic than the people who live in the country itself.
Yeah.
Is that something that has jumped out at you straight away since you've been here?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've met some Armenians here that are more open-minded than Armenians that I grew up with in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I actually, one of the staff at Birthright was having a conversation with us and talking to us about how sometimes it seems that, you know, as Armenia continues to evolve and develop, the diaspora stagnates at times because we're so desperate to hold on to our identity that we think that means holding on to outdated values as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk a bit more about the Gyumri experience.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up here?
You can thank Sevan Kabakyan for that. As you've probably heard from other volunteers, I initially was only planning on staying in Yerevan.
Right. Classic.
Because I don't have any family in Armenia. My family hasn't been in Armenia for generations.
Right.
So there is this level of disconnect that caused my parents and I to kind of be wary of going anywhere outside of the capital. So I was in Armenia a few months before I started Birthright, and I met with Sevan, and he said, you know, most of our volunteers start outside of Yerevan, and then we slowly bring them to Yerevan afterward. And I was like,
Slowly.
I was like, great. If most of your volunteers do that, that must be, I mean, it must be popular for a reason. I'll do it too.
Right.
And I'm not saying he was lying, but he definitely misrepresented the amount of people that volunteer outside of Yerevan. But I am not upset about it at all. I mean, it's the best possible choice I could have made.
Mm, for sure. So what do you love so much about Gyumri?
I think there's things I like about Gyumri and specifically about Birthright's wing in Gyumri. So I think that there's a reason that people call Gyumri the heart of Armenia. Yerevan is the Mayra Karak, but people call Gyumri the Hayra Karak. And I think that there's just this spirit here that, I'm not saying it's not in Yerevan, but Yerevan is a very international place.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. I think it's hard to see the forest for the trees sometimes over there. And in Gyumri, you can just sense this warmth and this love and this pride amongst the people, even, you know, with everyday struggles in everyday life. And just like the absolute welcoming with open arms that they have for Armenians from the diaspora. Mm. I've, you know, yet to come across a person who is disappointed to hear that I'm a volunteer from outside of Armenia, but it's absolutely beautiful. And the Birthright organization itself here, I really like the tight-knit community. You know, Marina and Khachik are absolutely amazing. I like that there's a smaller group of volunteers. I think that I kind of would have gotten lost in Yerevan if I'd started there.
Mm.
It forces us all to spend time together and get to know each other in a way that we probably wouldn't have if we'd been in Yerevan.
Yeah. Okay, so have you spent any time in Yerevan?
I have. Yeah. I've spent about 4 weekends in Yerevan at this point, I think. And it's great. I really like it. I have made a lot of great friends with the Yerevan volunteers, so I love seeing them on the weekends, and I love Gyumri's proximity to Yerevan.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Gaskad, all the monuments, the nightlife. The nightlife is definitely a plus that we don't necessarily have here in Gyumri. But I would say that there's a reason I'm going to be staying in Gyumri longer than I'm staying in Yerevan.
All right, let's talk about what you're doing as your job placement here.
I have 2 job placements. Mm-hmm. The first one, I work at the Cafe Herbs and Honey,
mm-hmm.
right near the city center. And I am technically supposed to be forecasting, but that has yet to happen.
Right.
So I'm kind of pseudo consulting on their business. The owner of the cafe wants to open a marketplace in the nearby village of Oshotsk, where he can introduce a more direct supply chain, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to buy produce from the villagers and sell it in his marketplace, and he wants to essentially just reinvest in the area, help with its development. In order to do that, he needs to know which of his products are successful so far, and I am helping him with that, cleaning some data, doing some light data analysis, crafting a business plan, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my other job site is Emily Aragak in Ani district. So twice a week I go there and I help out with the kids, you know, look after them. I should probably elaborate on what Emily Aragak is. It's a nonprofit center for disabled children. Every kid comes once or twice, 3 times a week. And, you know, they can get physical therapy, music therapy. You know, they help them take their medications, things like that, caring for the kids.
Mm-hmm. So you got a bit of variety there with your job sites.
It is very much appreciated. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
So more on the Birthright experience, what do you enjoy the most? Is it your host family? Is it the excursions, the forums? What stands out for you and what do you love to take part in the most?
I think activity-wise, definitely the excursions.
Right.
They're activities that I never in a million years would have the opportunity to do otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the hiking excursions that we have, like a few weeks ago, we hiked to Sambataberd, the old fortress. Never would have done that on my own. Great experience. But in terms of overall, I think the other volunteers, that's the best part of my experience. I never would have the opportunity to meet Armenians from all over the world. And I think that some of the people that I've met here are some of the most interesting, insightful, and kind people that I'll ever meet. And I'm very grateful for that opportunity.
All right, so we've talked a bit about socializing with the other volunteers, and that's one of your favorite aspects about the Birthright experience. But you also talked about how much you love the people here. Would you say that you've successfully managed to integrate yourself into Armenian society, and have you had the chance to socialize much with the local people?
Both my job sites, I've had a pretty good opportunity to socialize with locals, and I wouldn't say that I'm, you know, 100% immersed. I'll always be a foreigner, but I think that, like at my first job site, Herbs and Honey, the first few weeks I would just eat lunch, like, in the cafe, and then I started eating lunch in the back with the staff, and I think that's, like, one of the best things that I could have done, because I get to talk to all the staff, you know, every single day, even if it's just for a few minutes. I get to talk to the older women, the grandmas, who very much remind me of my own grandmother, and just, like, the love and the care they show for the younger staff staff members is absolutely heartwarming. And it's improved my Armenian skills tenfold. Mm-hmm. I mean, my Armenian would not have improved nearly as much if I'd just been interacting with the volunteers, because we mainly speak English with each other. And then at Emily Adigak, I think that because I'm not working in front of a computer, I'm working with kids and with other volunteers and staff members to take care of the kids, we get to have some more in-depth conversations about a lot of different things. So they ask me about the United States. I ask them about, you know, life in Gyumri, things that they like, things that they might not like, opinions and perspectives that they might have. And I've been learning a lot. In terms of immersion, I think I'll always be the American. I don't think that'll ever change, but I think that I've immersed myself successfully to a point where I feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I got you. Let's talk about your language skills. So you said you went to Armenian Saturday school. You took a few courses in college for Armenian language. When you came here, you spoke Armenian pretty decently, right?
Yes, I think I spoke more than enough to get by.
Yeah.
Even when I have an issue with communicating with people, it's not difficult for me to ask them to clarify what they're talking about, so it hasn't been a very difficult experience.
And when you were speaking Armenian back home, it was Eastern Armenian already, right?
Because my parents are Persian Armenian, we spoke Eastern Armenian.
Mm-hmm. And then coming to Gyumri, how did you find the local dialect?
Quite difficult to understand at times, actually. I didn't realize how close to Western Armenian the Gyumri dialect is. I was not expecting it. Still, it's not difficult for me to ask people to clarify what they're talking about, and that clears it up pretty quickly. But I've noticed myself picking up quite a few of the Gyumri dialectal phrases, and I don't know how I feel about it. I don't want to lose my local dialect.
Yeah. So are you speaking a bit of a mix at the moment, would you say?
A bit. Yeah, even my Armenian language teacher noticed.
Yeah.
But I think even with the Gyumri dialect, my pronunciation of formal Armenian has gotten so much better and more articulate. And my vocabulary has certainly increased with both good and bad words.
Mm-hmm. All right, nice. So this is actually an interesting point. You came here speaking decent Armenian already, but you're still attending the language classes, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
When I did my orientation in Yerevan, and I had spoken to Sevan quite a bit in Armenian at that point, he said that there probably wasn't a reason that I needed to do Armenian classes. I would get by more by just speaking with locals and picking up the language that way. And so I thought, that's great, that's what I was going to do, no language class for me. And then I got here, and Marine asked me, which language class are you going to be in? And I said, well, I was under the impression that I didn't have to take one. And she said, well, what else are you going to do? And I said, I don't know, walk around the city, explore the city. And she said, yeah, you do that once, and then what?
Yeah.
So that's how I got convinced to join the Armenian language class. And it's definitely helping me improve. Mm. So
you're enjoying it. You're finding it useful, nonetheless.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And especially with my language class partner, Goharjan, it's always a blast.
Mm. So you've done your best to integrate yourself as much as possible. You're speaking more of the language. You're speaking more in the kind of local dialect. And you touched on it a bit earlier, but what are the differences that you've noticed between Armenian culture and mentality here versus Armenian culture and mentality back in the States, back in LA?
Specifically in Gyumri, I think there is a much, much stronger sense of community. I mean, when you have a population of only about, 150,000 people, and everyone knows everyone, and I think everyone kind of has a sense of respect for each other we don't necessarily have back in Los Angeles. The Armenian community in Los Angeles can be a dog-eat-dog world at times. It's not terrible. I've had some great experiences with the Armenians there. I have Armenian peers and families that I love to death. But I've also noticed that maybe it's the American culture that's influenced it, but there is an extreme sense of competition. Who can have the nicest house? Who can have the nicest car? Who's sending their kids to the best school? It's a toxicity that I don't appreciate, and it's a toxicity that I haven't noticed here. And I really appreciate that it's not present here as much. And maybe it's just because I have yet to see it, but I think that there's a lot more love in the Armenian community here than the one in LA.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time, so we're going to ask the final few questions. So far, I know you're only 2 months in, and you've still got quite a while to go. Are you glad that you have taken part in the Birthright program?
I am very glad. My only regret is that I didn't come earlier in the summer, and I would absolutely recommend it to any and every Armenian in the diaspora, regardless of whether or not you think that you are the type of person who will thrive here. You will. There is something for everyone, so absolutely love it.
And as a result of the program, would you say that you now feel, even though you were ethnically 100% Armenian. I was about to say before, so like it's changed. Although you grew up in quite an Armenian environment back home, let's say, would you say that the program has made you feel closer to Armenia and closer to the people?
100%, in a way that I never would have expected previously.
Mm-hmm.
LA is not Armenia, mm-hmm. as much as we might try to make it so.
Yeah.
And I think that this program has strengthened my cultural identity and strengthened my love for my culture in a way that nothing else could have.
And final question. This is something I ask to all the current volunteers. Would you ever consider moving to or settling down in Armenia in the future? Or would you say that you're happy enough back home?
I think that I'm much happier here than I was for a long time at home. But that being said, I think that that's also because I am volunteering. I'm not working a super high stakes job. I think things like employment and living prospects, those all change a person's perspective on whether or not they're enjoying being in a place. Because I'm privileged enough to be able to do this program without having to work another job on the side, I think that I have a very positive experience here. That being said, there are things about the US that I do appreciate, certain conveniences that aren't present here or maybe harder to find. I think that long term, the one thing that might stop me from settling in Armenia is the lack of employment opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's not employment opportunities, but it's something that I've heard so many locals of all ages alike complain about and talk about as the reason that so many people leave Armenia. The lack of employment opportunities, especially for educated people. I think that that would definitely be a hindrance. I think that if I were to consider moving to Armenia, I would have to be more established in my career first. And I would likely do that in the United States. There is definitely still a part of me that wants to achieve the typical American career success.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the community and the culture is not something that would stop me from moving here. It is absolutely, you know, the number one enticement to move here long term.
Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today, Katrina. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I thank you for your nuanced and very thought-provoking responses. I know for a fact that the listeners are going to really enjoy what you had to say. They're going to find it really interesting. I thank you for joining me, and I wish you all the best for the rest of your stay in Armenia and beyond that.
Thank you very much.